Alexander's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Right, so we've just come into February now, the first week of February, and would you believe it, some people's New Year's resolutions are still going. They are still eating quite healthily. Today I've come along to Alexander's restaurant in Skipton, and we're going to be talking about breakfast, which is, as we know, the most important meal of the day. I'm joined by Susanna, who is the managing director of Peel, who own Alexander's, and I'm joined by Struan, who is the head chef. Hello, guys.
Good morning.
Susanna, we'll start with you. Just talk us through the breakfast menu. I'm looking at it now in front of me, and there's some great dishes on there, isn't there?
Yeah, breakfast is really important to us, either healthy or scrumptious, doesn't matter which, but really, really good breakfast. So we've covered all bases on our breakfast menu. We open at 10, so it's a nice, late, leisurely breakfast for most people. And at the weekend, we find that people want to come out and have a lovely brunchy breakfast. So that's what we call it. It's our breakfasty brunch.
Now, sat in front of us, we've got a table full of unbelievable breakfast. It looks so colourful and brilliant. And we've got this smoothie as well. As you mentioned, some people will be trying to eat a bit healthier, and this smoothie does exactly that. I've just had a sip of it, and it is unbelievable. Susanna, just talk us through this smoothie that's in front of us.
Yeah, well, smoothies are a great way to start your day, aren't they? Because you've got lots of fruit in there, so you can feel really, really virtuous about it. But it's actually really tasty as well. So this particular one you've got here is Raspberry Razzle, and it's got raspberry, mango, blueberry, banana and apple juice.
Wow, all in one. It does look great. Now, Struan, you've prepared this table full of breakfast for us, some of your classic dishes. Just talk us through what we've got in front of us.
Absolutely. So I've done this morning our full English breakfast, which is made up of your choice of eggs, sausage, bacon, black pudding, and our homemade baked beans. Now, it might come across as the unhealthy option, however, we do use very good local quality produce. So the black pudding's by Hayes, it's the Doreen's black pudding, which a lot of people will recognise. All our meat's from R&J Butchers, which is, you know, by far the best butcher in Yorkshire, if not the entire country. And we've done our own version of baked beans, which obviously doesn't contain all the sugar and various bits and bobs that, you know, your supermarket stuff does. We do a fabulous range of Eggs Benedicts, Florentine and Royale. So you've got the Royale this morning on smoked salmon. We use a gluten-free ciabatta base, which, you know, to my surprise, delivers everything that an English muffin would, but slightly better. It stays nice and crunchy. It's got various seeds through it. So although you've got the very sort of unctuous hollandaise, you've got a nice healthy option underneath. And for the vegetarians, we've done our shakshuka, which is a sort of Middle Eastern Moroccan style dish. Originated in Turkey, I believe. It's got all the elements of almost like a Mexican baked eggs, but slightly lighter. So you've got lovely sautéed shallots, some cumin seeds, some lovely diced peppers with a tomato ragu, and then a couple of nice local hen's eggs baked on top of that. It comes with a lovely lemon yogurt and some of our sourdough toast. So something to fit every occasion, I think.
I'm just looking at that shakshuka. It's not something I've seen before. As you said, it's a sort of Middle Eastern dish from Turkey. How did that make it onto the Alexander's menu?
I think the original remit around Alexander's was, you know, based around an Edwardian gents grand tour. So we've never been tied to any particular type of cuisine. We've been able to take influence from all over. So the shakshuka came about that way. You know, it's got a little bit of heat to it. It's really quite mellow. It's got all good vegetables and nothing bad in it, really. So yeah, we took that influence, and it's been on there since day one. It's never changed, so it's obviously a popular one.
Now, you mentioned the variety. There is such a variety of things here. Are there things that are suitable for vegans? You mentioned there are things for vegetarians. Are there things for vegans?
Yeah, absolutely. We do carry a range of gluten-free products, and a lot of dishes are made to order, so we can exclude certain ingredients if they're not to your liking or if you've got a dietary or an allergy. The shakshuka is completely vegetarian and can be simply vegan without the accompanying yogurt and the eggs.
Now, Susanna, me and yourself are going to try Struan's cooking now. We've got this table full of food. We're just going to give it a quick try.
Oh, absolutely delicious. I love an Eggs Benedict, so the Eggs Royale here is absolutely terrific, and I particularly like the ciabatta that we've got, which is seeded and has the added benefit of being gluten-free. But the perfect thing about it is, unlike an English muffin, which can go a bit soggy and a bit doughy, this ciabatta keeps its shape and its strength, so you really get a great crunch with it. I love it, absolutely love it, yeah, gorgeous.
We've had a little try of the shakshuka as well, which is the Turkish dish we mentioned before, and it's absolutely lovely. Something very different to what people will be used to. And it's got a little kick to it as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the lovely thing about breakfast. It doesn't have to be bland.
Susanna, if anyone wants to come down and try your different breakfasts, there's such a variety here. It can cater to anyone with all dietary needs. How will people book? How will people get involved?
Well, you don't need to book for breakfast. Just pop along. We've usually got room here because we can seat people in the parlour, which is the front part of the restaurant, looking out onto the high street. So that's a lovely way to watch the world go by. Or you can come into our kitchen and look out over the terrace. So, but if you do want to book, and sometimes at the weekends, big parties like to book if they're bringing the family, then go onto our website, alexanders-skipton.com, and all the details are on there for booking.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for having me, guys. And Stu, thank you so much for this breakfast today. It's been amazing.
Pleasure. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Alexander's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.